This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
7:22 on this Thursday morning. We are live at Prattville Carpet for the anniversary sale going on. Cobbs Fork Road, Prattville, Alabama. John is off today. I'm Barry McKnight. And our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline features our buddy Danny Reed, the radio play-by-play voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Tomorrow, Danny and the radio crew and the whole traveling party is going to make the circuitous, windy, twisty route between Statesboro, Georgia and Troy, Alabama as Georgia Southern takes on Troy. Morning, Danny.
Barry, you just made my day by introing me with our fight song and by saying it's sponsored by Dreamland Barbecue. I don't know if I could be any happier right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have to search hard for the for each of the fight songs. That's our producer out there. But the Dreamland Barbecue, never have to search hard for that around here, I promise you, Danny.
It's been about, I want to say, 5 or 6 years since I've had it, but that's one of those places you don't forget. It was amazing. We got to go down there in Birmingham before.
Well, Danny, we talked with you before the Auburn game, before this season started, about Georgia Southern football, and of course, you know, Tyson Summers entering his second year, and we talked about some of the things that Georgia Southern needed to happen in that game and this season to be successful. Not a lot of those things have happened so far, and Coach Summers was relieved of his duties on Sunday. Can you put a capsule summary for our listeners on the 0-6 start for this team and why it has happened this way?
Well, at one point during the first quarter at Auburn, Georgia Southern had gotten within 10-7 after a scoop and score from linebacker Tamarcio Reese. But ever since then, there have been flashes of it on both sides of the football, but just nowhere near consistent enough to claim a victory. You had Hurricane Irma displacing the first home game against New Hampshire, having to go down to Birmingham and play at Legion Field at UAB, and that was a tough loss, 22-12 to an FCS squad. You had a couple of near misses against Arkansas State, a team that the Eagles led with less than a minute to go in the first half and then gave up 21 points in about 4 minutes and then couldn't recover the last part of the ball game. New Mexico State is the one that really hurt. The Eagles led that game at halftime. They led going into the fourth quarter, but then the Aggies scored 14 in the fourth, and the Eagles only had the ball three times the entire fourth quarter, and two of those were three and outs, one of those after an interception in Aggie territory. The final nail, though, for Coach Summers' removal, UMass last week, and the team that was 0-6, but you go up there and you give up 670 yards of total offense, and a team that averaged only 107 on the ground, ran for 320. It was just one of those days you really couldn't find anything to talk about in a positive way, and it's just so unfortunate because I know that you've worked with Coach Summers in the past. He was the GA at Troy for Coach Blakey back in 2004. Wonderful guy, wonderful family. But in the end, in this business, if you don't win football games, you're not going to be around very long. And specifically at Georgia Southern, where the demand is more so, it just got to a point where a move had to be made. And now we'll see if Chad Lunsford can, one, stabilize the program, and then, two, see if he can get the Eagles a couple of victories and then be in contention for the head job for 2018.
Danny, give us some insight into Chad Lunsford. What kind of a coach is he? What's his background? And will there be wholesale changes in approach?
Graduated from Georgia College back in 2000, got his master's in 02 from the United States Sports Academy. He's classified as being true blue, someone who lives in Statesboro. He has raised his family in Statesboro. His wife teaches at Statesboro High School. The guy understands not only Georgia Southern football, but also the community. The amount of support he has gotten since he was named the interim head coach on Sunday afternoon has been tremendous. He was given three standing ovations at our coaches' show on Monday night. Everybody seems to be behind him. They're passionate about their football, and they really believe that he is someone that could get it turned around. He's commented on the fate of the scheme, and when you're halfway through the season and you're already in a set way of doing things, I don't know if you can see wholesale changes because I think that could put you back even worse. However, I do think that having been at practice for the last couple of days, there are a certain number of wrinkles that he has already made his stamp. Just the way that they've gone through their stretch lines, some of the ways that they've done the drills, some of the organization tactics. And I think when he's worked at places like Auburn for 4 years, he's part of the national title team in 2010, as an administration staffer. I think that he has been able to gather a lot of different things to be able to be prepared for something like this. And, boy, the first couple of days, it's been impressive to me, at least, in being a practice. And I don't know if that's going to translate directly to a win on the field as soon as this weekend or the next couple of weekends, but I do think that he is someone that has shown that he can do this at least for a short amount of time, and if he does well enough, maybe he does get it for a longer amount of time.
Danny Reed, play-by-play voice at Georgia Southern. I'm not disputing you, Danny, and I know you read the stats, but I have it on good authority that of those three standing ovations at the coaches' show, at least one was probably for you. I'm not disputing. I'm not being contrary on that. It's interesting because from the perspective around here down at Troy, the tendency is to say, well, Georgia Southern's 0-6, they're struggling, but the coaching staff and the players, they all point to one thing. Georgia Southern's won four straight in this series regardless of the current record, and last year Georgia Southern held off a late Troy drive to keep Troy from winning a conference championship down in the in the 28-24 loss. There's no reason in the world for Troy fans to expect a walkover in this one, Danny.
No, and that's the caveat about this game. And when you listen to Neil Brown, Brandon Silvers, and various other guys talk about Georgia Southern, yeah, they want to make sure they're ready for every Sun Belt Conference team, really whoever they're playing. But whenever Georgia Southern comes up, there's a different kind of edge and tilt to their voices because they know they were within 9 yards of winning a share of the Sun Belt title last year. Coach Brown still remembers those 2014 and 2015 games with great detail. He has talked multiple times about that 12-minute drive in the second half back in 2015. Eagles got down 10-0 that day, ended up winning 45-10. So I think even though Georgia Southern does come into this matchup 0-6, Neil Brown and the rest of Troy is not taking this one for granted. He's even said this week, you know, we're preparing for the gun option, but knowing that there's been a shift, they're also preparing for a measure of snaps under center. I don't know if the Eagles are going to show that during game day, but this is one that Troy has been ready for just as much as anybody else.
Danny, final question, and it has to do with the future. With all of the background, with all of the national championships in FCS, with Irk Russell and with Paul Johnson and that gun option, that triple option, is the coaching search, is the fan base expectation, is Georgia Southern married to that option offense? Is that by exclusion the way they're going to go in the coaching search?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. And being that Coach Lunsford isn't necessarily married to one system or the other, he knows what works here. He'll have a chance to make his own case, and if he can do well enough, I think that's your guy right there because he knows the place. He's been here for parts of 9 years. He's one of the longest tenured assistants in the history of Georgia Southern football. I think that he would make more than enough sense if he would do well enough during this six-game quote-unquote audition. But here's the thing that you're going to have to worry about if you're Georgia Southern. If you go get a head coach with his own option system, you still have to find a work with Brian Cook, who was specifically brought from Georgia Tech to run his way. His contract is guaranteed at least for 2018. I'm not saying that after that, Cook is going to be cast aside if another option coach is brought in. But I think the way that Georgia Southern needs to handle this, I'm not on the Board of Regents, I'm not the AD, I'm not anybody like that, but from my perspective, you need to find someone who, one, can endorse the option, and two, be able to run it with whoever is in place right now. And for some reason, if that doesn't work moving forward, that head coach can say, all right, I'm going to make my own moves and we'll do things my way. But the important thing is to find a coach that truly endorses whether it's an under center flex bone or this variation out of the shotgun, which we've seen New Mexico run over the last couple of years. It's worked for them. They won 9 games a year ago, went to a bowl game. It can work. It's just a matter of being able to embrace it that way and find a coach that embraces the culture of Statesboro and Georgia Southern. Understand what got the program, and it's 6 national championships, 11 conference titles, it's bowl game, it's winning a Sun Belt title in year one to this point, but also know what needs to be done moving forward with what you have and what you need to win.
Such a fascinating set of dynamics down there with the, you know, with the recruiting base in a really fertile area and with the expectations of the fan base and with the run of success. It's very interesting. Georgia Southern comes to Troy on Saturday, 2:30 Central Time start. Danny Reed offers a preview from the Georgia Southern side on that Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Danny, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, buddy.
Yeah, man, can't wait.
Danny Reed visits with us here on the